And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Lutheran Radio UK's listening audience around the world continues to grow in leaps and bounds with the help of the blessings of God and a hard-working team of presenters. Now Lutheran Radio UK is delighted to announce that you can now subscribe to a new monthly CD service which is available for only £10 a month. The CDs will be sent out to you containing devotions, Bible studies, sermons, reflections on the Psalms, documentaries, and talk shows debating pressing issues and their ramifications for the church today, and much, much more. If you travel long distances by car, just pop the CD in the stereo and let your Lutheran friends join you and keep you company as the miles speed by. This is especially good if you are not great with computers or can't take one with you. All this for just £10 per month, or better still, £100 per year. To register and receive an exclusive Lutheran Radio UK pen, just write in to Lutheran Radio UK, 227 Poveris Road, Orpington, Kent, BR5 1RD for your monthly CD, and we will send you a direct debit form and a free demo CD by return. Or you can telephone 01689 603 490. If dialing from outside the UK, that's +44 1689 603 490. Join your fellow Lutherans in sharing the Word of Christ through Lutheran Radio UK. Christian persecution in the Middle East should provide the same outrage as the Nazis' treatment of Jews during the Second World War, a Conservative MP has urged. Fiona Bruce, MP for Congleton, told MPs that Christianity is the most persecuted faith in the world and the problems in the Middle East should result in people crying out with the same abhorrence and horror as atrocities such as Kristallnacht, in which Nazi-instigated violence against Jews saw synagogues burned and businesses destroyed in 1938. And as Bruce said, Middle Eastern Christians had suffered from a domino effect of violence that began in Iraq, spread to Syria, and overshadows Egypt to leave the survival of the church in jeopardy, which could end its presence in its ancient heartland as followers reportedly leave in their droves. Political instability and militant Islamism are causing problems for the religion, according to Ms. Bruce. And she also cited former Chief Rabbi Lord Sacks, who suggested the current problems in the region for Christians amount to the religious equivalent of ethnic cleansing. The Tory said examples of persecution included the effective criminalisation of the act of sharing the Lord's Supper after four Iranian Christians were sentenced to 80 lashes each for drinking communion wine during a service, contrary to rules preventing the drinking of alcohol. She added the situation has not improved for Christians in Iran, despite encouraging words from the recently elected President Hassan Rouhani. Anti-Christian oppression is more severe in Saudi Arabia than anywhere else in the region, but precious little is heard about it, with non-Muslim places of worship forbidden and conversion from Islam is punishable by death, Ms. Bruce said. Fellow Tory Sir Tony Baldry said the Foreign Office should consider appointing a special envoy for freedom of religion, while other MPs noted their concerns for Christian freedoms in the region. After hearing an estimated 130 countries persecute Christians and every hour a Christian is tortured and murdered, Ms. Bruce told MPs, we should be crying out with the same abhorrence and horror as we have towards the terrible atrocities against the Jews of Kristallnacht and at other times in Germany at the time of the Second World War. Christianity's global presence on five continents may soon be lost as it becomes a prime victim of the emergence of theocratic states where minority faith groups have no place, Ms. Bruce said. Aid to the Church in Need's 2011 report noted. She said, this particular report I have referred to talks about how in and around the Middle East region, virtually every country with regard to the persecution of Christians reported suffering of either high to extreme, or extreme suffering and extreme evidence of persecution. That includes Egypt, Yemen, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, across to Pakistan. In virtually every one, it has got worse since their latest report in 2011, except Iraq, and there only because there were such large-scale attacks in the period of 2009 to 2010. Ms. Bruce added, more than one comment has been made to me that to address this particular issue, the persecution of Christians, could be seen as promoting some sort of colonial or neo-colonial attitudes. May I respectfully say I really do not think we must get over that. We must find a way round that. It must not inhibit us from acting. Millions of people's lives and livelihoods are at stake here. Conservative David Burrows, MP for Enfield Southgate, said 80% of all discrimination is against Christians, while Democratic Unionist Jim Shannon of Strangford added, one person has said that global war on Christians remains the greatest story never told fully in the early 21st century, and I believe that to be the truth as well. The Vatican on Tuesday launched an unprecedented worldwide consultation on modern families, including same-sex couples, as part of Pope Francis's drive to reform the Catholic Church. A questionnaire has been sent to bishops around the world, asking them for detailed information about many new situations requiring the Church's attention and pastoral care. Concerns which were unheard of until a few years ago have arisen today as a result of different situations, from the widespread practice of cohabitation to same-sex unions, it said. Religious watchers said the 39 questions were unusual because of their non-judgmental, practical nature, in which could be a signal of greater openness and increased pastoral care, regardless of a believer's background. Referring to gay couples, one question asks, what pastoral attention can be given to people who have chosen to live in these types of union? In the case of unions of persons of the same sex who have adopted children, what can be done pastorally in light of transmitting the faith? On remarried divorcees who, under the current rules, are not allowed to receive Holy Communion in the Catholic Church, the questionnaire asks, do they feel marginalized or suffer from the impossibility of not receiving the sacraments? On divorced and separated couples in general, it asks, how do you deal with this situation in appropriate pastoral programs? The initiative is part of preparations for a synod of bishops next year and another in 2015 that the Vatican said will formulate working guidelines in the pastoral care of the person and the family. Lorenzo Baldessari, head of the Synod of Bishops, told reporters that the meeting's theme reflects very well the pastoral zeal with which the Holy Father wishes to approach the proclamation of the gospel to the family in today's world. He said the consultation also showed Francis, who has also said the Catholic Church is too Vatican-centric, wanted more collegiality. Cardinal Peter Erdrö, president of the Council of the Bishops' Conferences of Europe, referred in particular to the increase in cohabiting Catholic couples who do not intend to marry, saying the phenomenon requires a deepened reflection. Archbishop Bruno Forte, Special Secretary of the Synod, said, the Church has to better its understanding. It is not a static body. We do not have the answers ready, but we cannot behave like an ostrich with its head in the sand. Vatican expert Marco Politi, who writes for the Italian weekly L'Espresso, told AFP that it's hugely significant that the Church, instead of presenting its truth on families, civil unions and homosexuality from an eye, wants to hear about the experience of the local faithful. What's interesting is how bishops are going to go about gathering the information. Some bishops are taking Francis's drive further forward, while others are putting on the brakes, he said. In England, for example, the questionnaire is available online so individuals can express their opinions directly, while bishops elsewhere believe their role is to filter the answers, he added. Pope Francis has shown a more open style since being elected in March and a desire to bring the Catholic Church more in touch with the lives of ordinary people, although experts say he is unlikely to bring about major changes in doctrine. Francis has said priests should baptize children even when the parents are not married, and when asked recently about his views on gay, he replied, if someone is gay and seeks the Lord with goodwill, who am I to judge? Dozens of Hindu men in Western India were nursing their bruises Tuesday after being trampled by cattle as part of an annual ritual to encourage God to answer their prayers. In the centuries-old ceremony performed in the town of Garbhada in Gujarat state and in other parts of the country, men lay on the ground and allow decorated cows, considered sacred in India, to walk on them. The ceremony was carried out on Monday, the day after Diwali, the Hindu festival of lights, one of the key events of the Hindu calendar. While the ceremony can be painful, there has never been a case where a person has been injured seriously or died, Badar Ratted, a tribal chief in Garbhada, said. The ceremony in Garbhada, some 200 kilometers from the state's main city of Ahmedabad, has become well known and is now something of a tourist attraction. After offering prayers to the cattle, the animals are decorated with yellow, green, purple, pink and other color powder and embellished with peacock feathers, while bells are tied to their legs. The men then lied face down on the ground, holding their arms tightly against their bodies, and the cattle trample over them, prodded forward by other villagers as others watch. It is believed that a cow's feet touches a person, his problems will be reduced, a district official said. Hallmark Cards has apologised for changing a word in a well-known Christmas carol from gay to fun on a holiday ornament. The Kansas City-based company has created an ornament for its keepsake line depicting a miniature sweater bearing the words "Don we now our fun apparel" instead of the lyric "Don we now our gay apparel" from the Christmas carol Deck the Halls. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.